May 8, 1919. Cause and necessity of the pains that the divinity gave to the humanity of Jesus. The reason why he has delayed in making them known. Finding myself in my usual state, I was thinking of the pains of my adorable Jesus, especially those which his divinity inflicted upon the most holy humanity of our Lord. Meanwhile, I felt myself being drawn into the heart of my Jesus, and I took part in the pains of his most holy heart, which his divinity made him suffer during the course of his life on earth. These pains are very different from those which blessed Jesus suffered in the course of his passion at the hands of the Jews. They are pains which almost cannot be described. From the little I shared in them, I can say that I felt a sharp, bitter pain, accompanied by a rip to the heart itself, such that I felt I was dying in reality. And then Jesus would give me life again with a prodigy of his love. Then, after I suffered, my sweet Jesus told me, "Daughter of my pains, know that the pains which the Jews gave me were the shadow of those which the divinity gave to me." And this was just, in order to receive full satisfaction. In sinning, man offends the supreme majesty not only externally, but also internally, and he disfigures in his interior the divine part which was infused in him when he was created. Therefore, sin is formed in the interior of man first, and then comes outside. Even more, many times what comes outside is the minimum part, while the greater part remains in his interior. Now, creatures were incapable of penetrating into my interior and of making me satisfy, by means of pains, the glory of the Father, which they had denied to him with so many interior offenses. More so, since these offenses wounded the most noble part of the creature, that is, the intellect, the memory and the will, in which the divine image is imprinted. Who, then, was to take on this charge if the creature was incapable? Therefore, it was almost necessary that the divinity itself take on this commitment, becoming my loving executioner, but more demanding, though loving, in order to receive full satisfaction for all the sins committed in the interior of man. The divinity wanted the complete work and the full satisfaction of the creature, both internally and externally. Therefore, in the passion which the Jews gave to me, I satisfied the external glory of the Father, which creatures had taken away from him. In the passion which my divinity gave to me during the course of my whole life, I satisfied the Father for all the sins of the interior of man. From this you can understand how the pains which I suffered from the hand of the divinity surpassed by far the pains which creatures gave me, even more, they almost cannot be compared, and they are less accessible to created mind. Just as there is great difference between the interior and the exterior of man, much greater is the difference between the pains which my divinity inflicted upon me and those which creatures gave me on the last day of my life. The first ones were cruel, painful, superhuman tearings, capable of giving me death, and repeated deaths in my most intimate parts, both of the soul and of the body. Not even a fiber was spared me. The second were bitter pains, but not tearings capable of giving me death at each pain. But the divinity had the power and the will to do so. Ah, how much man costs me! But man, ungrateful, does not care about me. He does not try to comprehend how much I loved him and how much I suffered for him, to the extent that he has not even come to understand all that I suffered in the passion which creatures gave me. And if they do not understand the least, how can they understand the greatest, which I suffered for them? This is why I delay in revealing the innumerable and unheard of pains which the divinity gave me because of them. But my love wants to pour itself out, and to receive love in return. Therefore I call you in the immensity and height of my will, where all these pains are in act. And not only do you take part in them, but in the name of the entire human family you honor them and give love in return. And together with me, you substitute for all that creatures owe, but, to my highest pain and great harm to themselves, they don't give it a thought.